Hello, I'm Felix.
And I'm Nicholas.
We're A and B Block pupils at the Dragon.
In this episode, we share our bum break with Ma Rich, who joined the Dragon staff in 2018.
As the head of social impact, Ma Rich oversees the Dragon partnership with local, national and international charities, and all partnerships with local schools and community groups. She also runs Stradling's boarding house with Mr. Stevens.
We talked to Ma today from Skippers. Hi, Ma.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here.
When I grow up, I'd like to be an actor.
And when I grow up, I think I'd like to be a guitarist.
What did you want to be when you were older?
I wanted to be either a wildlife photographer or a set designer for films.
Well, you've been a house parent of Stradlings for 7 years now. What do you enjoy most about your role?
I think it's got to be getting to know all the different families from all over the world, and in particular the boarders. And I'm so amazed by how brave and independent they are. I'm pretty sure I wasn't like that at 10 and 11.
Did you have any other jobs before working at the Dragon?
Yeah, I used to work in something called PR, which is public relations for museums and galleries. And I got to travel all over the world looking at nice things.
Why did you want to be the head of social impact?
Lots of different reasons. I think we're really lucky at this school. We get to do so many things, have so many amazing opportunities. And I think it's really nice for us all to come together and help people that are less fortunate than us all.
I'm proud to go to a school where we are encouraged to share our ideas and opinions, make choices and build and lead our own social impact projects.
My favourite project that I've been involved in is the Dragon Sale, because everybody can make their own stall.
And mine are the year group fundraisers, because all the year group come together to support charities across the world.
What's been your favourite project and why?
Oh, there's loads of different things to choose from. One of my favourite days of the year is the musical workshop we do in the spring term, which runs alongside the upper school musical. And our upper school cast help teach some of the children from one of our partner schools, Windale, a couple of songs and a couple of dances from the musical that we're working on that term. And then the children get up on stage and they perform it under the lights with the live band. And it's just amazing. They get so excited. And I know our upper school cast also love that opportunity to sort of teach them the songs and dances. So it always feels like a really fun day for everyone.
My favourite part of the day is at school when I get to practice my guitar.
And mine are seeing all my friends at the start of the day when I walk into my form room.
What's your favourite part of the day at the Dragon?
Well, either when I have to go down into school and I might bump into May or Marty, my daughters. It's always nice to say a quick hello to them. Or if I bump into one of our old boarders and have a catch up, like both of you boarded with us. And it's always nice to know that they remember you, having lived with you for a year.
What is the most valuable life lesson you've learned that you would pass on to your younger self?
I think just be confident and don't worry too much about what other people think. If they're judging you negatively, then they're probably not worth your precious time and energy.
My hobbies are playing the guitar and I enjoy learning new skills.
And mine are playing cards or board games back at house. You're here every weekend looking after us Dragons, but what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
Well, I like going for walks with my family and our dog, or watching a film in the evenings. And at the moment, I've got a friend who's trying to get me into running, and I normally hate the idea of running, but I always feel so much better when I go, so I'm trying to make that a good hobby for me.
I'm most proud of the time I played Toad and Winnie the Willows. What are you most proud of?
Well, being a mum is quite an epic job, and I'm proud of how hard I'm trying at that.
The Dragon values are an important part of what means to be a dragon. A time I showed my courage was when I was in the play backstage and had to learn everything new for the first time.
And a time I showed kindness was when I wrote a card to my sick friend in the DHC.
Oh, so nice. Well, a time I show courage. Well, since I've been doing this job, I've had to give quite a lot of assemblies and stand up at the front of the Lyneham Hall. It makes me feel very, very nervous. But I'm proud that I managed to do it. And once you're up there, it just kind of happens, as you guys probably know from all your plays.
My hero is my dad because he's really kind and a great role model.
My hero is Roald Dahl because he makes inspiring books.
Who is your hero and why?
I think my hero is Mr. Stevens' mum, because she was one of the strongest and kindest women I knew, and she was always really positive, even when things were tricky.
If you could choose a superpower, what would it be, and what would be your superhero name?
I think it would be... Well, Mr. Stevens tells me this is two superpowers, but I consider it to be one. I'd be able to pause time and fly anywhere in the world for a little mini break. But you'll have to help me with the name. I can't think of one.
If you didn't become the head of social impact, what career path would you take?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I think I would have pursued trying to be a set designer.
And if you had to choose, what was your favourite animal?
Favourite animal, a white tiger.
To me, being a dragon means showing all of the dragon values all the time.
And to me, being a dragon means dedication in your hard work.
In one short sentence, what does it mean to you to be a dragon?
I think it's being part of a community and making friends for life.
Thank you for sharing your bum break with us today and answering our questions.
Thank you for having me and all your interesting questions.